Good morning, everyone, and welcome to TLE News. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni, and I really wanted to get to this right now while it's still fresh in my mind because the news cycle is just so fast, it's hard to keep up with everything that keeps coming out, especially when it comes to the Trump administration. Now, what I wanted to talk about today is just one little piece of the Trump phenomenon that's currently undergoing the news cycle right now, and that is where Donald Trump tweeted that the media should be focused on Hillary Clinton and her connections to the approval of the uranium with Russia buying out Canada, and the mess is just discombobulated. It's an ugly mess. It's the web of lies that we weave, I guess you would say. But anyway, the web that we weave is really that much sticky. It's very sticky, and it's very interesting if you want to actually dig down into it. Now, if you paid attention, Donald Trump blamed Hillary Clinton for approving Russia purchasing the Canadian percentage, I believe it was 20% of the uranium in the United States. Now, he blamed that on Hillary Clinton. Records show that Hillary Clinton was not directly involved in the approval of Russia's purchase of the uranium. But not only that, it also included 9 agencies having to give their approval, having to sign off in order for Russia to be able to purchase their uranium. Now, here's the problem here. Donald Trump, if you remember during the election, during the campaign, especially during, I believe it was the second debate, where he had people chanting, lock her up, because he said when he became president, he was going to put together a special team of investigators to look into Miss Hillary Clinton and her dealings while as Secretary of State in the State Department. He said he was going to do this, and as soon as he became president, he walked back on that promise, even though he had everybody riled up, ready to go, talk about lock her up. Because indeed, she should be locked up for something. She's not squeaky clean. We could talk about it from here to next year. There is stuff there that you can actually get her for and lock her up for. But he walked back on that campaign promise, says he is not going to do anything. But now that the media is focused on him, now that there's an investigation to his Russian connections and so on, now he wants to come out and say, oh, well, they need to be focused on Hillary Clinton and her affairs and her ties with Russia and when she was in the State Department. Why does the media need to be focused on that? You're the one that needs to be focused on that. That is the promise that you made to the American public, that you were going to go ahead and put together a team of investigators to look into this and lock her up. That's what you said. You were going to lock her up. Now you have people hounding you for your Russian connections. You want to deflect and say, oh, why are you looking at me? It's fake. Go look at her. You, as the president, go ahead and put together your little team of investigators, prove what you're saying, and then lock her up then. You lock her up, Donald Trump. You lock her up. And for all you that's listening to this Donald Trump mess, and you just get swept up, you're getting caught up, and you just riding along the bandwagon, you just caught up in the hype, you need to take a second, step back, breathe, and listen to what this fool is saying. We have a fool for a president. We thought George Bush was a fool. Donald Trump is a fool. He is one of the biggest fools to ever grace the presidency. That orange McNugget, I don't know what is he doing there. But whatever he's doing what he came to do. Now, he's so good at doing what he's doing, he's been winning. Now, I'm not going to say he's 0-2 because he did lose the travel ban. He did lose as far as with the American Health Care Act. Yes, American Health Care Act. But he is so tired of winning, he had to go ahead and take those couple losses. He had to. But still, this is Donald Trump we're talking about. We're talking about the presidency. He has the power to convene the Special Investigation Council to look into Hillary Clinton and her affairs. She should be looked at. Don't get me wrong, Donald Trump. You're right. She should be looked at. She should. But you're the one that should go ahead and spearhead that move to get an investigation going. Because that is a campaign promise that you gave during your debates, during your campaign for presidency. You made that promise. You had people chanting, lock her up. You had the people ready to go. You had the streets filled with people ready to lock Hillary Clinton up and anybody else that colluded with her. You. And then the Podesta and everything, you saw all this stuff through the campaign. You mentioned all these things through the campaign. Now that you're president, you walk back on all that stuff. You're not going after her. You're not going to do anything. You need a boogeyman. You're looking for a distraction. You're looking for a boogeyman to keep everybody at bay so you can continue to do the fuckery that you're doing. We understand Donald Trump. We definitely understand. Well, not all of us, but the few that do understand what you're doing. We see what you're doing, and we're not falling for it. We're not buying it. And we're trying to do is help wake up our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our coworkers, our best friends, our church members, our city lovers, whatever. We're trying to wake everybody else up so they can see and understand and catch on to what exactly is going on with this Trump administration. This is the worst presidency ever. The first 100 days is record for this bullshit that's been going on. No other president had a worse first 100 days than John F. Kennedy. Why? Well, he was assassinated. So, tell me, folks. Yes, Hillary Clinton should be looked at. By all means. I'll be one of the main ones to say that because I was saying that during the election. I was saying that before the election. She needs to be looked at. Her husband needs to be looked at. I was already saying that. I agree with you, Donald Trump. However, I do not agree that the focus of the media should be on them instead of you and the shit that you're doing. I do not agree with that at all. I say that the media should go ahead and keep you under a freaking microscope, keep you in the hot box, in the hot seat, and you need to go ahead, fulfill other campaign promises, not just your focus on an immigration ban and trying to repeal Obamacare, which of course you're winning so much that was not able to happen in a freaking majority House of Republicans, controlled Republican House, controlled Republican Senate, and of course a Republican in the White House. It's Republican all across the board in control, but you were not able to do it. And what's funny is you want to blame all these different things for the loss of your health care act, but at the same time, you say, oh, it wasn't popular, so it lost. You weren't popular, but you won. So that is no excuse. It's not about popularity. It's about the strings that need to be pulled to go ahead and push things through, because guess what? You weren't popular, but somehow they pushed you through. You got a problem with that? Come see me, Trump. I'm just saying. Anybody else who got comments, feel free to add your comments. Put in your 2 cents. Put it in the comment box. Like, share, subscribe. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Visit the website, lyricalelitist.com. Check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, TLE TV, as well as The Lyrical Elitist. And subscribe to us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/TLE News. And if you like what you're doing, or what we're doing, and you want to see what we're doing, continue to thrive, continue to move forward, we can use the support. We can use the accolades. We can use your monetary support. Please donate. Donate via patreon.com/TLE News. That's patreon.com/TLE News. Once again, I'm your host, Hassan Labduni, calling out Donald Trump's BS when it comes to Hillary Clinton. Have a great day.